בבקשה, שקר בבקשה להשקיט לו ממהירה, to silence לו ממהירה, מצודויס דוד, להשקיט, בכדי להשקיט לו מן ימי רע, הם ימי גהן. Why does, over here we are, it's an interesting expression. Over here, this pasuk is a continuation of the previous pasuk of tzadik v'ra loy. The question is addressed in Tanakh only 100 times at least. And every single time this question is addressed, there's a different dimension, a different element presented to answer the question, why do the tzaddikim suffer in this world? The last pasuk was, Ashrei hagever, asher tiyasrenu ka, umitoyrasicha selami denu. Why? What is the benefit of the suffering? It's so that lahashkit lo mimei ra. What is the word mimei ra? Okay, look at the Mitzvah David. It means the days of evil, which, what is called evil over here? It means Gehenim. Ad yikore, ad yitein lev lirois, chafiras hashachas. A person should pay attention to see the grave. Lo hoirid bo es harosho le Gehenim. Ki kisha adam behar vocha. I'm sorry?
Graves of Gehenim.
No, in this world. So he explains.
It's more like a trap, isn't it?
It's right. No, in this world, it's a pit. Let's finish off what it says. Ki kisha adam behar vocha noisein lev lirois mapelus soinoi. When a person is behar vocha, when a person is tranquil, when a person is in a state of hanocha, his mind is open. He pays attention. Noisein lev lirois mapelus soinoi. The fall. The elimination of his enemy, the lo kein kisha einoi behar vocha. When a person, so what is he saying over here? He's saying is lahashkit lo mimei ra, that a person suffers in this world to be cleansed from his averos, so that he will not suffer gehenim. Then it goes on to say something which is a little more difficult to understand. Ad yikore lo rosh hashachas. So let's look at those words again. Ad yitein lev lirois, until he will pay attention to see the chafiras hashachas, the grave, lo hoirid bo es harosh legehenim. He will then be able, so he will pay attention to see the digging of the grave. For who? Lo hoirid bo es harosh. When a person is Bahar Vacha, he has peace of mind, then he can pay attention to see
Revach,
he can see his enemy, he can see the elimination of his enemy. When a person has Yishuv Hadas, he's able to witness the fall of his enemy. When a person does not have Yishuv Hadas, then you're preoccupied with your problems and you're not aware of your surroundings. Now, we have to see more. I didn't really prepare all that well for this, but the basic idea, what he seems to be saying over here, we have to go a little further to understand, is that the benefit of suffering in this world is to be cleansed from one's sins, so that in the next world, not only will he not enter Gehenna, but he will have the benefit of having Yishuv Hadas in the next world to watch the show and witness the punishment that comes upon the wicked. Isn't that very strange? If that's what it really means, if I'm saying this correct, that's what the Mitzvah stuff over here means, Ha'ilum Shah and the Pasuk, he's suffering. Lahashkit lo mimei ra. So Hashem will give him peace of mind. Mm-hmm. In the next world, he will not go to Gehenna. What is the benefit of not going to Gehenna? Well, number one, he's not going to be in pain. He's not going to suffer. But there's another benefit, which may be even more important. He will have Yishuv Hadas in the next world. He will have tranquility. And what? So what? What difference does it make you have tranquility? When a person is in a matzav of Yishuv Hadas, then you are aware of your surroundings. You're able to enjoy or to take in what is happening. A person, let's say, you go to a...
I'm doing good, thank God. I'm not what I'm seeing there in the whole of the body.
He doesn't say that. Okay, so
It gives you your yeshiva das. Okay, I did good, and it's good that I did it.
So why is it so important that we, that in the next world, we should watch the wicked suffer?
Yes, that's the, that was going to ask.
What is that?
What it's about?
Is that what it is?
Like you have a TV on the channel H or G or whatever you want to call it, and I don't know.
There is definitely we don't appreciate this because we live in a world where we suffer so much. At the time of Kriyas Yamsev, it says Vayar Yisrael es Hayor Hagdolah.
That wasn't in the next world. That's in this world.
So there's a parallel. Just like in this world, we find the Torah emphasizes that Klal Yisrael, they saw, they witnessed the destruction of the wicked. Okay, the Yam spit out the Egyptians. There was a witnessing of their downfall.
Because that solidifies your salvation.
Correct, but we don't. Yeah, okay. I don't think the average person really looks at it like that. They look at it just leave me alone. Just, I'm not interested in watching people suffer. I just want peace. I want to get out of here,
right.
And I'll let Hashem take care of them. They'll get what they deserve. Sodom and Amorah. The Malach emphasized to Lot and his wife, do not turn around and look. This type of thing that you think these are midrashim. The Torah emphasizes they're wicked. The people of Sodom are wicked, and they're going to be destroyed. But you are not allowed to look. You don't deserve it. You're not deserving. There's an element, and if you are deserving, there's an incredible pleasure, and in witnessing this person is wicked, he did a horrible thing, and his part of life is to take joy and relish in the churban of the wicked. We live in a world today where it's really, that concept is not easy for us to swallow, because unfortunately we suffer so much and it's so complicated, so many problems, we don't go there. But yet in an ideal state of being, there is a need, and there is a requirement, a purpose, and a benefit in witnessing the punishment of the wicked. Here it seems to be saying is that in the next...
Something about people coming out to watch the lynching or the hanging of the criminal or whatever. They want to go see the death row and see him...
So what do they want to see? So there are people, who want it because they're sick in the head. That's why we stay away from it, because there are people that just enjoy the bloodthirsty, they love watching death and korban. That's obviously a horrible thing, but there is a
the loved ones of the victim.
They don't come.
They don't?
I don't know, do they? Someone is being executed by lethal injection.
Painful.
And the relatives will come and watch? I don't know. I don't know, this is really...
But for us, I mean, to see accountability in action.
Right. There is a nishbat and tzedek.
Especially since it has been promised for so long, long time coming.
It's part of mishbat. It's part of mishbat and tzedek to see that there is accountability. To appreciate Hashem's world is that there is accountability and there is schar v'oinesh, and whatever person does, there is reward and punishment. It's not a simple thing. Over here now, it's also, according to the Mesudas David, it's also telling us something very mystical, and that is that in the next world, in the next world, just because a person dies does not mean he has Yishev Adas. You know, you have Daigus. In the next world, a person is not going to suffer Gehenim, or maybe he means over here in this world. Lahashkip, it's not so clear what this means over here. Back and forth. A person is suffering. What is the benefit of the suffering? The benefit of the suffering is to cleanse the person's neshama. And when the person's neshama has been cleansed, then he will not suffer Gehenim. Then it goes on to say a new idea. And the question over here is the next idea referring to what happens in the next world, or does it refer to what's happening in this world? And it says over here, Ad Yikore L'Rosho Shochas. The Mitzudos David says that these words are going back on with Lahashkit. A person suffers. By suffering, now the suffering is over. He now has Yishuv Hadas, and he can now be aware and watch the wicked get what they deserve. When that, they watch their graves being dug, and they're entering into their grave. And there is an incredible benefit to a person to be able to have the Yishuv Hadas and see how this happens. And a person needs in advance to suffer Yisurim, to be purged from his sins, in order to be worthy of having the Yishuv Hadas to now watch the wicked people suffer. It sounds a little strange to me, but this is what it says over here. Look at the words of the Mitzvah Stavit very carefully. Lahashkit. Bichdei, so that. It's going back on the previous pasuk. A person, Ashrei ish asher tiyasrenu ko, umitoroscha salamedenu. A person is suffering. Why? What is the benefit? Lahashkit. Bichdei. Lahashkit lo min yimei ra. So that this individual who has suffered will now be tranquil, will now be at peace from the fear of entering Gehenim. He's no longer going to go to Gehenim. Hem yimei Gehenim. And then it says, Ad yikore. Ad yitain leif. He will now be able, I'm translating the words the best that I can. He will now be able to pay attention. He has clarity of the mind. Yitain leif, lirois to witness, chafiras hashachas, the digging of the grave, for whom? For the wicked. Lohoirid ba, to put in that grave, as, what is shachas? What is shachas? It's a pit. Fine, destruction, any type of destruction. Lohoirid ba, to descend into this pit, as harosha la gehinom. The Russia will go to Gehenim. Ki kisha adam behar vacha. When a person, because, and he's coming out to explain, what's the nusach lahashkit? Lahashkit is not something which the average person would write to describing the benefit of Yisurim. Yisurim cleanses a person from his sins, so there's no Gehenim. He's saying, no, not going good. So what's say you go to Gehenim? Big deal. Everyone ends up in Gehenim. What's Gehenim all about? In Gehenim, there's no Yishuv Hadas. That's what the suffering is. The suffering is a lack of peace of mind. And when there's no Yishuv Hadas, you can't enjoy life. You can't take it in. You can't go and understand.
You can't enjoy the afterlife.
Ki kisha adam beharvacha, only when a person is in a state of harvacha, noisem lev lirois mapeles soinai, then you could witness and enjoy the fall of your enemy. V'loi kein kisha'ena beharvacha. Not so when you are not in a state of harvacha.
He doesn't say enjoy here. So.
To witness, he's saying over here, to watch, nois lirois mapeles soinai, to watch the fall of your enemy.
You see that there was justice and there was closure and whatever words you want to use. I don't know if it's
enjoyment. If I was a darshan, I would say that this opens up a whole new commentary in the Megillas Esther. When Achashverosh was enamored with Esther, so and he was begging her, please reveal to me your yichus. So what did he say to her? He said, I'm going to do something in your honor. I am going to cancel the taxes. What's the pasuk? I'm asking. Vaharvocho, vaharvocho osa lamdino samelech. I'm sorry. He canceled the taxes, and the way the pasuk describes the cancellation of the taxes is harvocho. Is that the correct word in your vocabulary? If you want to go make an announcement, we're going to cancel taxes. A tax break. We're going to give everyone a tax. Hanocha, is that the word? The lowering?
Is to get
right, so it should be Hanocha.
It is Hanocha.
No, it says Harvocha. Harvocha. It says in the Bible, Harvocha. Harvocha means the widening. It means the.
To your prophet, we're going to eliminate.
Revach v'hatzolah.
Revach v'hatzolah. Yeah, more like that's Hatzolah. Hatzolah. V'harvocha. Osa la medina is hamelech har vocha, and what does it mean? The parish Rashi de har vocha, it means he tax breaks. What does har vocha, which means to widen, have anything to do with tax breaks? The answer is when the IRS is coming down hard on you, this Monday, right? This Monday, when is tax day?
Monday is tax day.
Okay, if when the IRS is coming down hard on you, you don't have yeshiva das. You don't have, when you have to pay bills, and they're chasing it every day, another bill, another bill, another bill, you have no yeshiva das. You can't do anything. You can't concentrate on enjoying life, on achieving your goals, because I have something that is weighing down on me very heavily. Guess what? I'm going to solve one of your problems. No taxes. This year, April 15th, forget about.
Talk to Biden.
No taxes. Cancellation of student loans. No tax. Oh, I don't have to pay back a loan. I don't have to pay bills. Oh, har vocha. Okay, everybody say, har vocha. When you don't have to pay your bills, this is the gresta har vocha. The whole world operates on money. I always tell you, there are three, everything revolves on money. Everything around them, alts is geld, no exceptions. So when you're telling me that you don't have to pay the bills, it's on me. Whoo, harvacha nosan, asod la medina. That's the goal. When there's a cancellation, you have a yeshiva das. Why would Achashverosh want to give harvacha to the medina sanelach? So according to what it says over here in the Mitzutas David, according to this parish, There is a reason why you want to give people har vocha. You want them to be able to enjoy, at least in this context, to watch the fall of your enemies. Who is the enemies of the Jewish of Achashverosh and Haman? Yeah, we have to understand that it's all about Klal Yisrael. The 70 years, what was on the conscience of their mind, and the whole Megillah revolves around this. Like we always say, the sitna. That the Megillah begins with Haman and his 10 sons writing a letter of accusation that the Beis HaMikdash cannot be built. And Achashverosh keeps on telling this woman, Ad Chatzi HaMalchus, Rashi, Dover HaChetzetz Es HaMalchus, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, this was the hot potato of the generation. We somehow forget about that. We talk to people about the Megillah, they don't realize the whole story of the Megillah is up against the backdrop of the 70 years of Yirmiyahu. After 70 years, the Jews are going to take back Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And this terrified the world, terrified them. And here it's 70 years, nothing happened. And according to Achashverosh's calculation, Belshazzar made a calculation not that long ago, and he was wrong, and now comes Achashverosh, he makes a party 180 days, and makes another party, and it's all, and he gets dressed up at the big day Kohen Gadol, and he brings out the kale, the Beis HaMikdash, and then Vashti, and now he, Vashti is goodbye, and now he takes a new queen, and now he's coming over here to celebrate his new queen, and in the celebration of his new queen, there is also a harvacha. And according now, what, so what's harvacha? I was okay, there are no daigas. You don't have to pay bills. Over here in this pasuk, in the Mitzvah Stavot, he's telling us, he's throwing something in, which it's the pasuk. He's saying Shah in the pasuk. The greatest advantage of a person having yeshiv hadas is to now watch, relish, enjoy the fall of his enemies. Now, I would never say this. I would say that the greatest advantage of having yeshiv hadas is I can now go on vacation. I don't have to worry about anything. I'll go on vacation. I'll do what I enjoy doing. You like to read a good book? Oh, you can have yeshiv hadas. You can sit back and read a novel. You like to go have kosher entertainment? Fine. You want to go on vacation to Florida? You want to go to Kalamazoo? You want to go and learn? Sit in Kollel? Whatever gives you pleasure. Now that I have yeshiv hadas, if I have no yeshiv hadas, I can't sell in Daf Gemara. I can't. My mind is elsewhere. Now that I have yeshiv hadas, oh, I can now enjoy myself. Along comes the Mitzvah David. He reads this pasuk. What is the connection between the word lahashkit and ad yikore l'rosho shochas? When a person has yeshiv hadas, you know what he does? I can now enjoy and watch my enemies suffer. A little strange, right? There must be something that we're missing. And maybe we're not.
Because that's
what gives the yeshiva that.
That's what gives the yeshiva that. Take it in context. What's your problem? Your problem is they're coming to kill you, they're coming to wipe you out.
But that's not what it says here.
Doing their crazy things. Your yeshiva das is when you will see them blown up and destroyed.
Okay. Whoever your enemy is.
Watching the Hamas is obliterated, and then you'll have your yeshiva das.
Okay, so yeah, this is something which opens up a new chapter in the Megillah to understand the word harvacha. The word harvacha in the Megillah is the same word as the word lahashkit. According to the Mitzvot Stavid, Rabbi, please. The Mitzvot Stavid, the word lahashkit is synonymous with the word harvacha. And the advantage, and that lahashkit goes hand in hand with watching your enemies be eliminated. Thus, if you connect the dots, it may be a little bit of a stretch, but if you connect the dots, the fact that in the Megillah, Achashverosh did something to give harvacha to the people, and this concept of harvacha is synonymous with watching your enemies be destroyed, and the enemies of Achashverosh and Haman were the Jewish people. Look at the irony. He doesn't realize he has a queen. Oh, I have a queen. So now the Jews are done. Little does he know, the queen is a Jew. Look at the irony. It's incredible. Who was the enemy of Achashverosh and Haman? The whole Megillah begins against the backdrop of the enemy is the Jew. And the Jews are gone. And now that I have a queen, I'm a palgo de gufa. A man without a queen is not a person. So now finally I'm married. I have a queen, a beautiful queen. Oh, now let's enjoy the end, the elimination of the Jewish people, the 70 years. He made a party in her honor. Look at the irony. You're coming now, you're happy with your queen, and you want now to give this gift of Yishuv Hadas to the whole world, where you could rejoice with me in watching the Jewish people fade away. And the whole thing is built because of the queen is the final jewel in the crown. And you don't even realize the queen is a Jew. It adds to the Purim story even more. The irony. If you accept what I'm saying over here, the word lahashkit, that's what it says. It puts together lahashkit with the ad yikore l'rosho shachas. Let us move to the next pasuk. Ki lo yitosh, yeah.
Right, you get a break.
Harvacha is ruach, and you have breathing, and it's the same. Very good. Okay, you have breathing. Now you're able to breathe gently. Okay, next. Now this is one of the most famous sukkim in the whole Tanakh. One of the most famous sukkim. Ki lo yitoish Hashem. Now this lechore doesn't seem to be connected to the previous pasuk. Okay, we had two sukkim describing over yisudim. Asher gave Asher tiasherikom mitiros slamadenu, and then it told us and the benefit is lahashkelo mimeiro. He's not going to suffer Gehenim. And they'll have Yishuv Hadas to watch the wicked people suffer. And now we have a new pasuk which does not appear to have any connection to what it said until now.
Right, and all of that proves that Hashem has not abandoned us.
Okay. Ki lo yitoyish Hashem amo v'nachalaso lo yazov. Hashem will not, it's in the future tense, ki lo yitosh. The yitosh is not an easy word to translate. There are many words that the pasuk could have selected from to express this idea. Hashem will not let go of us. He will not abandon us. He will not forsake us. The word yitosh needs a very precise translation. He just simply translates here in the Mitzvah Stavid as ya'azoiv, ad oylam. He adds a word, ad oylam. The word yitosh means he will not abandon forever, which implies that the word yitosh means you let go a little bit. You let go. It's like you walk with a child down the street. Do you hold on to the child's hand every single moment? When you come to cross the street, you grab his hand. But when you have a long block ahead and the kid wants to run a little bit and run back and forth, you let go. You let the kid, you're watching him, you let him go run around a little bit. But when you get to the corner, then you don't let him. You don't let him loose. You don't trust him to go across the street. You hold on to his hand. Here, I don't know if he's being precise here, but he's saying Lo Yitosh, Hashem will not abandon forever. However, the connotation, I don't know how precise you can be, but the connotation is a little bit. When you're not behaving yourself and you're doing averos, I will let it appear as if I'm abandoning you for a short period of time.
So again, it's our perception.
Okay, so again, you need to really figure out what this word means and be very precise. Ki lo yitosh Hashem amhov v'nachalof lezov, the mitzvah stavid, and his inheritance, he will not abandon. Two words which seemingly mean the same thing, aziva and nitisha. Nitisha, here it's yitosh. Pasik, yud, pasik tezvav. Ki atzedek yoshuv mishpat v'acharof kol yishrei leh. What does that mean? Pasik in tezvav, in the mitzvah tezavid, yoshuv mishpat. Mishpat yisurim olav yavoy. Okay, so here we're going back. We're going back to the concept of suffering. And he says the word mishpat, the law of suffering, olav yavo, v'yoshuv yavo, ad ki yishoer mutzdok v'zakai. So he's saying very frightening. Yoshuv mishpat is a term. Yoshuv mishpat, lefi the mitzudei stavid, is synonymous with yisurim, suffering. Mishpat is justice. And justice is painful. And Yoshuv Mishpat here means Hashem will continuously bring upon us suffering. When? For how long? Until we become perfect. Ki ad tzedek. Okay, so tzedek means, in this context, it means we have become purified. There is no impurities left within us. So until we reach a state of perfection, Yoshuv Mishpat, we could expect that the Mishpat will return again, again, again. Once we get through a chapter of suffering and it's over, Rachman Litzlan, Pasuk over here is telling us, that's just a pause. It's going to return. Why? We're not yet at the state of Tzedek. The Acharov. And what is the ultimate goal? Acharei kichlois ha-mishpat, yoshuvu kulam liyoyis yishrei leiv. Then, here we're coming to the fun. What is the tzedek? The tzedek will be that we are now yishrei leiv. Ki ha-avoin nismareik, the sin will decay. Velo yoyisifu od lachato bir oysam. No one's going to continue to sin when they witness. Ki ha-mishpat me'utod lovo. The mishpat, if we step out of line, then the yisurim is designated. What's a good word for mu'tad? Mu'tad.
Destined?
No, I guess so. Destined, mu'tad, fine. Destined, lovo.
Yeah.
After we go through the cycle many, many, many times,
Inevitable.
Good, very good. After we go through the cycle many, many times, we step out of line, and Hashem punishes us. We do teshuva, and then we think, okay, now we can do averus again. We do averus, and again, nochamol, we get smitten. After the collective neshama of Klal Yisrael goes through this cycle numerous times, eventually, at the end of days, the neshama of Klal Yisrael will be refined to the point of knowing that we're not going to do averus. We just know it, that doing crime does not pay. Doing an avera will result in yisurim and will become people where it's just impossible to sin. No person is going to put his hand in a fire. No one's going to do that. No one's going to go jump off a building. People are not going to do that because you know what the consequences are. When it comes to doing averos, unfortunately, we don't see the consequences. It takes generations. It takes thousands of years. It will take from the time of creation. But eventually, the collective neshama, Klal Yisrael, we're all connected, and our neshamas are all connected. And somehow, when one person learns a lesson, everyone, to a degree, learns a lesson. And as time passes, the neshama of Klal Yisrael gets the message, and eventually will be refined, where we will never do averus again. So this is a very deep pasuk, a very frightening pasuk. The pasuk in the center talks about this word yoshuv, is that suffering, and mishpat is a code word for yisurim. Yisurim continuously return. Why? Because we don't get the message. And therefore, it is necessary for Hashem to bring upon us the Yisurim again and again, ad tzedek, until we become tzadikim, we become perfect. And what is the definition of a tzadik, tzedek? It's yishrei lev. A person whose heart is yashar. Hashem bara es, I don't remember the pasuk. Hashem made a person yashar veheim, Bikshu chishvoinois rabbis. Hashem made a man to be a yashar. Unfortunately, man has corrupted himself and he seeks out bikshu chishvoinois rabbim, all these convoluted calculations to think he's going to outsmart Hashem, outsmart himself. That's not the goal. The goal is to be glat, is to be yashar. Kol Yishrei Lev, very deep pasuk. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi pasuk Yud Gimel. Okay, these three psukim. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Rashi lahashkid lo mimei ra ki hayisudin garmin lohem lahashkid lohem mimei din gihinom. Nusach acher mimei ra. It's exactly what it says in the Mitzvot David. He took it from Rashi. Plagiarism at its best. According over here to Rashi, the same exact thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's going back to the previous pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings upon us suffering in order to cleanse us, or not really the word cleanse. Here it is lahashkit, that we should be tranquil. We should have peace, harvacha, from Gehenim, the din of Gehenim. And then in the Barakas it says mimei ra. Okay, what does that mean? What is mimei ra? Is really the translation of Gehenim, the days of ra, which I guess over here he's learning is Gehenim. Ad sheyiru sheyikorel lo rosh hashochas. He doesn't explain this. He doesn't explain this part of the pasuk. The Mitzudas David elaborated more that when we have harvocho, when we have peace of mind, then we have the benefit of yishuvah das to be able to absorb and to watch what will happen to the wicked. Pasuk tezvav ki ad tzedek. You notice that Rashi does not comment on the pasuk ki lo yitoyish Hashem amo. Okay, pasuk tezvav ki ad tzedek yoshev mishpat hayisurin shelohem. The Yisurin will return, ad sheyitz diku bishvilam, until that they become righteous because of the Yisurim. The Yisurim, a person suffers, wakes him up to realize it doesn't pay to do an avera. Just like it does not pay to put your hand into a fire, it doesn't. An avera is a fire. The achar hamishpat, and after the Yisurim, then kol yishrei lev yiskabitzu ki yitlu sichoram. Okay, so here he's learning Pshat the pasuk, not like what it says in the Mitzvot David, who learns that the acharav, after we heal, acharav means after we achieve perfection, we will then be yishrei lev. So he says something different. He says acharav comes reward. The achar hamishpat, kol then Yishrei lev yiskabitzu, they will gather together, ki yitlu sichoram, they will receive their reward. Okay, he's a very little bit of a twist of what it means over here. The acharav, after we finish the process, where does it say here reward? Where is he getting that? Where is he eating into the pot over here? Sichoram. There's going to be reward. It doesn't say, I don't know, he's eating, he's injecting that into the pasuk, but the result of the Yisurim makes us into Yishrei Lev, which is synonymous with Tzedek, and then comes reward. Let's look at the Targum on these trips. Sukim Pasuk Yud Gimel. Okay, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Tzadik Dalid. Pasuk, give me 1 second over here. Yud Gimel. Lahashkelo mimei ro ad yikore lo rosho shochas. The Targum says, Lishadocha le min yoyme visha. Okay, lishadocha a shatran, tranquility. Isn't that, it's a euphemism. Why is a shatran called a shatran? There is no war, Rabbi Yisai, there is no war like the war of man and woman. Okay, I mean, unfortunately, he always used to say this. You heard him many times speak, passed away. I'm really losing my mind. He was a very big Shalom Bayis person. I don't know, I can't remember his name. It was on the tip of my tongue. Okay, he used to speak on Tisha B'Av. He had an organization in Eretz Yisrael. He was an inspirational speaker. And he used to work also for, then it was Lev La'achim. He was very involved in Lev La'achim before it split. And it was even on Yad La'achim. Before it split between Lev La'achim and Yad La'achim.
Gilbert?
No. And he was a very, very famous, very famous inspirational speaker. And
Talbert?
What?
Talbert?
Say it again?
Yes.
Correct. Azriel Tauber. Oh. Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Yes.
He spoke for his own organization.
He made his own organization later in life. He made his own organization, yes. Years ago, he used to be a very big speaker.
Arachim?
I don't know. No.
Wallace.
No, I don't know. Right. That was Wallace, right? Yeah.
He had his own thing,
right. But he was a very famous. So he was a very big mumchen and expert in Shalom Bayis. And he would always say, why is it that when couples get divorced or they're engaging in these issues, the hate is unbelievable, off the charts. Because, Rahman al-Litzlan, the love was very intense. A marriage is love. And things have a tendency to go mikotze ela kotze. Lefi the ahava, when there's something that goes off, it can go to the other extreme. You have a business, you get into a fight with your business partner. All right, so you never loved the business partner to begin with. You never had much love for him. It was just a relationship out of convenience. Okay, you have your, I need you need me, so we'll work together to make some money. And then when you're a ganav, suddenly we'll fight, we'll go to business, we'll have a fight. I'm not gonna go kill you. Fights in business are very common, and we don't find that the fights necessarily turn violent. But when you're dealing with an emotional relationship, and then something, whatever reason, is not the same, there's an incredible disappointment, a frustration, a betrayal. It creates a different dynamic of emotion. It goes, this is what he always would say, mikotze ala kotze. So, here, you have a shatran. The shatran is supposed to make tranquility. But sometimes he does the opposite. Lahashkit, the translation of the word of lahashkit, tranquility, put the guy out of his misery. You have a bochor or you have a girl chalishing to get married, can't wait to get married, can't wait to find his zivuk. A shatran, he calms him down. This is your soulmate. This is your part. Oh, now I have yish. This is a famous word. I'm not making this. This is a word. One of the different translations is, why is a shatran called a shatran? Sheker doiver mamoin
kesef.
Sheker doiver shatran kesef noitel. What is a shatran? He speaks words of lies. Sheker doiver. And he takes money. What a great business. What a great parnasa. Shek shatran, roshei tevas. Sheker doiver kesef noitel. That's one joke. Is that a joke? Then it's shatran is the targum. Shatran is the translation, the Aramaic translation of lehashkit. Okay? Lehashkit, which means tranquility. So here it says lahashkit lo bimei ro. The targum over is leshadocho le min yoimei visho. Okay, it doesn't just translate. And then ad yikare lo rosho shachas, ad yiskere lirashi ayo shucho. Very straightforward. He's not giving us any elaboration of what this pasuk means until the wicked person digs his own grave. Or the grave is dug, a pit is dug for the wicked. Pasuk yidalit. Ki lo yitoyish Hashem mo v'nachalos lo yazoif. Targum arum. Lo yitoyish Hashem. Amei Hashem will not abandon his people. Ve'ach sante lo yishpoik. Same thing. His inheritance he will not abandon. Pasuk tes vav. Ki at tzedek yoshev mishav yachav kol yishor leiv. Arum ad tzidkoso yisuf. Now here is something until tzidkoso yisuf and ad ki ad. Now, so here he's doing something very different. No, no, I keep everything. Ad Arum ad Tzidka Sa, until we achieve Tzidka Sa, Yisuv Dina, the din will return. So he ties it over here, the word Mishpat. He's not really elaborating, just giving just a basic, a raw translation. And Uvasroi, afterwards, now here is where he's adding a word into the Pasuk, which changes the dynamics of the Pasuk. The Acharav, afterwards, Yisparkun. Where did he get that from? Where in the Pasuk does it say the word Yisparkun? Yisparkun means to be released. Like perika, perikas ol is to loosen the yoke, freedom, until uvasro, afterwards, yisparkun, they will be free, call tiritzei liba, all those, the word tiritzei is a teretz. Like in the Gemara, you have a kashya, a question, and a teretz. What is a teretz? What does that word mean? We learn a Gemara, you learn everyday Gemara, teretz. What's the teretz? What is the word teretz? Teretz means yashar. Teretz does not mean an answer. We translate the word teretz as an answer. It's an answer. Remember, you learn Gemara, the Gemara is Aramaic. And over here is Aramaic. And the Aramaic is a translation for the word yashar. Yashar. Yashar means this is straight. You have a difficulty. What is a kashya? A kashya, as a question, but it means there's an impediment. There is some blockage. And when you give an answer, oh, now you're sure. We can now go straight. So here we have a very big mystery. What exactly how is Pshat in this Pasuk according to the time? The first two Pesukim, basically from our perspective, are very glat. There's no, everything is just very, just translating the words. He's not really giving an explanation. But over here, he's saying a word over here which needs to be understood. And he says, Ki ad Tzedek Yoshuv Mishpat, until Tzedek is achieved, Mishpat will be, there will be a return to Mishpat. You know what it almost sounds like? It sounds like you can appeal your case. Think of, you have a trial. America, this is one of the most amazing things about America. And that is, you can appeal, the justice system in America allows for an appeal. This whole concept is I don't know anything about the Constitution and all this and that, and when it came from, and I don't even know nothing, but the founding fathers, they made it, they invented this thing. Much of the Constitution is built upon biblical principles, and in the Bible there's no such thing. In the Bible, in the Gemara, Ein bezdin echad. Maybe this is levatel divrei bezdin el imkin gadol mimenu bechochma uveminyan. Okay, so maybe that's what it applies. Today, I always told you, but we told us today there is a very, very big problem in Jewish law, in our society, that there's no appeal. A person has a fight with his friend in business, in any matter. So if you go to court right away, you're going to be blacklisted as being a big, big balaver. You're not allowed to go. Our kois. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim asher tosim lifnehem v'lo lifnei our kois. It is a cardinal sin to take your friend to a secular court. You have to first go to a bezdin. That's the rule. There's no way out of this. And if at some point in time the bezdin sees there's no way we can deal with this, it's over our heads, so then the Bezdin gives you permission to go to a secular court. Okay, so when you're dealing with big, big cases, unfortunately, that's always what happens. But you gotta go through the steps. You gotta go through the steps. Why don't people want to go and settle it in a Bezdin? There are enough there today, Baruch Hashem, there are a lot about the Dinim today. A lot of things going on today in Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, in America. In Lakewood, there are a lot of Bate Din, there are a lot of people make parnasa, it's a good parnasa. What's the problem? The problem is if you go to a Bezdin today, you go to a Bezdin in Lakewood, you go to a Bezdin in Muncie, you go to a Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, and they give you a psak halacha, it's over. There's nothing you can do. There is no appeal. There is no, and you really feel that.
The U.S. government system, there's also no appeal in arbitration.
Arbitration.
So that's what Bezdin is.
Bezdin's arbitration.
Arbitration is final.
Exactly. So that's the problem. That is the problem. And the Bat Din will be here. They have actually the ones that are registered.
Jewish law is forcing you to go to arbitration. American law
allows. So that is an amazing thing, and that is an amazing concept in America. Is that you can appeal something in court. Unfortunately,
the problem with that is that the richer person almost always wins because of that.
It's a big problem. You're right. There's no, everything is a problem, and it can schlep out for generations. For generations, appeals go on for generations. You got it. It's all a big problem. But here, but we have. How do we get into this over here? Mishpat, Yoshuv Mishpat. See, and I read these words, Yoshuv Mishpat. It almost sounds like go for an appeal. You have a case. I'm guilty. Oh, not so fast. Yoshuv Mishpat. Let's go to court again. We'll go to the higher court, and then we'll go to the higher court. The Mishpat keeps on returning again and again to a court of law, ad tzedek, until you achieve your result, your desired result. Just joking. Until the mamish, you keep on refining the law until you hit tzedek. And in a good way, this is very true. You have a shaila. I've had this sometimes where someone. I'm sorry? Not always so passionate. But one thing is for sure. This is someone asked me to find out a shaila, a very difficult question. I don't know. So I go and I ask one rabbi, and he basically tells me he doesn't really know, but he thinks this is what would appear to be correct, and he tells me ask someone else. And I ask someone else, and I get like this. I mean, every single time I ask the same question to different rabbanim, they all add a new element of clarity in the shaila. What are the issues, and what appears to be correct? And when you keep on yoshuv mishpat, you keep on returning to get an answer. Nochamol, this rav, that rav, another rav. Then you know what happens? Tzedek. You get a full complement, a full perspective. Ad tzedek yoshuv mishpat. The mishpat does not end with one. There's no quick fix. We live in a world where everything has to have an instant satisfaction, instant gratification. You have to have a solution. You know, the microwave. We live in the microwave generation. I want it now, and I want it hot. You got to have the solution now. It doesn't work like that. The real problems in life take a very, very long time, and you have to have many machzorim. Ad tzedek yoshuv mishpat. Until you get the ultimate tzedek, the ultimate clarity and what is correct, the mishpat will have to go back again, regurgitate the issue again and again. Fine. The acharav, over here it says, arum ad tzidkosa yusuv dino ubasroihi vi acharav. Afterwards, he adds this word over here. Kol means yisparkun. They will be released. What are they being released from? What are these people being released from? It's not so clear. What this means over here, I don't know what it means. Okay, let's look over here just a little bit. Let's look over here let's look at the Radak. Radak, we have some important psukim over here. The Radak. Where did the Radak start from? The Radak on Pasuk and Pasuk. He's really going back in the case of the Yisum. Let's go look out over here, just in the middle of this Dibra HaMaschil. Let's just start with the Dibra HaMaschil of Lahashkidlo. On page 855, the second paragraph, jumping down, Lahashkidlo, Kisheyiyu Yimei Rola Rasha. When the Rasha suffers, Yashkit La Tzadik, then the Tzadik has peace. The Tzadikim are suffering from the wicked. So when the wicked get caught in their own web and they suffer, oh, Baruch Hashem, he has his own problems, leave me alone. Leave me alone and go deal with your own problems. And when the Rasha is digging for himself his own grave, then okay, when people have too much time on their hands, they make a lot of trouble. People have too much time on their hands. They go and they make trouble for the good people. And then when these people, they no longer have time on their hands because they're busy with their own problems. Oh, Baruch Hashem, leave me alone. The ad perusho kmo beod. Okay, beod v'chein ad zed midaber od. While the Rasha is busy digging his own grave, Baruch Hashem, he's busy with his own problems. He got his own problems. He doesn't have time to bother and start up with me. It's so true in life. You see the very times people who like that, they're people that just, their whole nature is to be a troublemaker. They come to certain different situations. They just love to make trouble. And then, when do the people, the victims, have menucha? When the guy got his own problems. He's busy. He's busy with his own problems. He doesn't have time to chep it with me.
Pasuk Yudal. That's why they invented sports.
It's true. It's true. It's a tremendous bracha. Can you imagine if these goyim did not have an industry of sports and entertainment? What would they be doing the whole day? Kill the Jews. Kill the Jews. Kill the Jews. You come back. You come back on Shabbos. Used to have. I don't know. You come back on Shabbos. You walk on Avenue L. And Avenue L and East 17th Street, and there's a massive college football game going on, or it's a high school football, high school football going on there, and there are massive crowds, and there's noise like galore, and you name it, and you walk by and you say, Baruch Hashem for football. Because if these people were not today going and screaming over this ball, this leather ball that's not even round, ball, you know what they will be doing? They will be standing in the streets, kill the Jews, kill the Jews, kill the Jews. It's a tremendous bracha. When you're busy with yourself, you don't have time to be busy with making trouble for us. It's so true. Look at all these people in the college campuses. They should have more sports for them. They wouldn't be busy free Palestine. Right, if they would be busy with basketball and with not enough. These people now you appreciate. You always wonder, what's this mishagas? They get a scholarship to go to the Ivy League schools with sports. What's Baruch Hashem? They should have more of these things, because the more they spend on time on these things, the less time they have to go and make demonstrations. Free Palestine. It's mamish what it is. So that's what he would have from Pasuk over here says is Lahashkelo Mimei Ra, ad while. You see the Radak over here, he's doing over here as a very big favor. And he's explaining the word ad means while, beod, as Bezalel. What's your last name? While, that's the same name? Beod is while?
While.
So you see over here the word ad, that's what it says over here, and it's spelled the same way. While the Russia is busy digging his own grave, in other words, the Russia is busy with his own problems. Now lahashkit lo mimeira. The tzaddik now has tranquility from all of the problems of the wicked people of making tzaris in their life. They're busy with their own problems. Baruch Hashem. So when you take the word ad and you translate it as beod, it completely changes the meaning it gives the parish to this pasuk. Next radak, ki lo yitay shamao bein kein yisrael im HaKadosh Baruch Hu ye yasrem. Now here he's explaining, this is important radak, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them yisurim begolus al tachshavu ki nitosham. Just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is explaining what this pasuk over here is doing in the middle of the pasuk, the context of this pasuk, just because we suffer in this world, in Golus, don't think for one moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu is abandoning us. Hashem is only doing this for our benefit. Al Kain Yisrael, im HaKadosh Baruch Hu yiyasram ba'golus, al tachshavu ki nitosham, ki lo yit shem ba'golus le'olam. Hashem will not abandon the Jewish. Therefore, every time you say this pasuk, you have to appreciate the entire context. This pasuk, we always forget that. When we daven, we always take psukim, and we have no idea the context of the pasuk. This pasuk is written in the smack in the center of a section dealing with suffering. Although we suffer in Golus, it's for our benefit. It's in order, lahashkit lo mimei ra. That's the way he explained it. And don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is abandoning us. Never. V'nachaloso lo yazov ki yovo izman sheyif g'dayim Hashem will come time to redeem them. Okay, next radak. Just a quick one more radak over here. Ad ki ad tzedek od yovo izman sheyoshuv mishpat ad tzedek v'yama yoshuv lefi shohi ad mishpat in ad tzedek mechubar. The word yoshuv means they're connected. V'roshoyim ap ridum, and they separated them. they separated the Oz Yeshuva Mishpat Lumakoimo V'Yichaber Ima Tzedek. Mishpat and Tzedek go together. The Goyim have taken away law and order. When you weaponize the justice system, then there's no Tzedek. Tzedek and Mishpat go together. V'Achra V'Yerutsu Kol Yishu Lev. Now here he writes the word Yerutsu. Everyone over here on the page, you notice, is struggling very, very much to translate the last few words. V'acharav kol yishrei lev. He writes, Rashi says, V'achar ha-mishpat. What is the word V'acharav refer? What is the subject of the word acharav? Rashi said it means achar ha-mishpat. The mitzudois, he said, acharei kichlois ha-mishpat. Same thing. What does the Radak say? V'acharav yorutsu kol yishrei lev acharei ha-tzedek. Okay, isn't that amazing? We have over here Machlekes Rishonim. What is Acharav? What is the subject? There are two different concepts. It says first, Ki Ad Tzedek, Yoshuv Mishpat. So there are two concepts. There is Tzedek, and there is Mishpat. And then it says, the Acharav. Acharav what? Acharav the Mishpat, or Achar the Tzedek? So Rashi said, Achar the Mishpat. When the Mishpat is complete, then we're going to have Yishrei Lev. What do you mean? Didn't it say Kiyat Tzedek? That the Mishpat, the goal of Mishpat is until you reach Tzedek? So let's see. Achare HaTzedek, V'chein Perish HaPasek, HaZeh Adoni Avizal. That's how my father learned the Pasek. After there's going to be Tzedek, then Yorutsu Kol Yishvelis. What do you mean Yorutsu? They're going to run? It sounds similar to what it said in the Targum. The Targum, they're going to be released. They're going to be released. They're going to be able to escape. It sounds like what he's saying over here is that the tzaddikim in this world are imprisoned. Or we're in Golus. We are chained. We are locked into Golus. And Golus includes Yisurim. And the Yisurim continuously repeat themselves. There are cycles of generations of Golus. All different types of cycles of Jewish history. And then at the end of days, finally our neshamos will achieve tzedek. And then the Acharav, we will be released from Golos. That's seemingly what it sounds like. According to the Perush of the Targum, now we understand what it means. After we achieve the Tzedek with the Mishpat, now Golos is over. And now we will be released and we'll be able to run free the Yishrei Lev. That's what he quotes in the name of his father. The Hachacham Rabbi Avram Ibn Ezra, Perush Kain, El HaTzedek, Yoshuvu Mishpat Hashem Bakalolim Rak Bachalok. It will, after what he's saying over here, Elat Tzedek Yoshuvu Mishpat Hashem Bakalolim. I don't know what that means. Rak Bachalokim Yesh Pomim Shein Shom Tzedek Ve'amoshol Ki Kasher Yerid Hageshem Al Oretz Tzedek V'chesed L'chlal Olam Hatshichum L'mayim Rak L'ma'atim Mehem Shehem Chalokim Einenu Tzedek Ki yazik lochem ageshem b'roiv inyan. The achar of kol yishrei lev, achar yatzedek v'atam im ya'anu. Okay, so I think over here, that we all know that there's collateral damage. When it rains, rain for the majority of society is tzedek. But not everyone is happy when it rains, because if you're not wearing a coat, you're going to get ruined. Your hat and your clothes get ruined. So what is he saying over here? He's saying over here is that there will come a point in time where the tzedek will be for everyone. Bachlolim. Tzedek is good for most of society, but some people suffer. Some people suffer. Okay, we're gonna have to leave with this for now. Maybe we'll do more next time, but right now I'm not sure what that idea means, and we have to figure it out next time. Let us take a very short break, and we'll learn some inyanim on the parasha.
Today on the way here, I had my toughest question. I was
was driving here, my phone rings. I'm a lady. I'm going through, I'm making a I have a recipe here for Pesach. Is beer kosher for Pesach?
Oy vey, it's mir.
Yeah.